District Medical Officer for the Southern Grenadines, Dr. Malcolm Grant, said long COVID is a condition where a person experiences COVID-related symptoms for 12 weeks or more after the initial diagnosis. He listed some of the symptoms of long COVID, which he said can be extremely debilitating.
There is a myth out there that you only take the vaccine to prevent death, because most people who come down are diagnosed with COVID actually recover. But to say that most people recover is not absolutely accurate, because studies have shown that up to 25 to 33% of individuals who are diagnosed with COVID, even asymptomatic COVID, can suffer ultimately with long COVID. And long COVID, by definition, is having COVID-related symptoms for 12 weeks or more after the initial diagnosis. And these symptoms in some individuals can be extremely debilitating. Symptoms include such things like brain fog, where it's difficult to think, concentrate, remember, and it's believed that it may even start to spiral into dementia. Other symptoms include things like shortness of breath on minimal exertion, excessive tiredness, headaches, generalized aches and pains, intermittent fevers. And these symptoms, there are some patients who had COVID over a year ago and are still experiencing these symptoms.
District Medical Officer for the Southern Grenadines, Dr. Malcolm Grant. Regionally, the Chief Medical Officer in Barbados is again imploring Barbadians to do the right thing as he reports an uptick in COVID-19 cases, which include new family clusters, a death, and some imported infections. Meanwhile, the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Trinidad and Tobago since the outbreak now stands at 34,241. Internationally, Canada has started easing pandemic travel restrictions for its citizens, but Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said it will be quite a while before unvaccinated foreign tourists are allowed into the country. The Prime Minister, however, signaled changes to the rules in the coming weeks that could allow fully vaccinated tourists to visit Canada. Meanwhile, health workers in Indonesia are set to receive a third dose of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine in a government bid to boost their immunity against new variants of the virus. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.